Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and this is my fine wife, Beth, with me. And we got a house full of children, son-in-law, and grand-sugars.
We are happy people.
On yesterday's call, we were talking about what the Bible has to say about success. Let's take a brief review before moving on. Number one, seek godly wisdom in every decision you make.
Number two, you and your family have a covenant for success.
Number three, success is a result of obedience.
Number four, others will want to associate with you because of your success.
Number five, success is given to you by the Lord.
Hallelujah. Number six, our faithfulness to his direction guarantees success even in adversity.
Number seven, always remember it is God who gives you every success.
And number eight, you must be energetic in every successful venture.
Now let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. Number nine, God will give you success through favor and strategic relationships.
In Nehemiah 1 verse 11 in the New Living Translation, it says, O Lord, please hear my prayer. Listen to the prayers of those of us who delight in honoring you. Please grant me success today by making the king favorable to me. Put it in his heart to be kind to me. In those days, I was the king's cupbearer.
God will give us favor and strategic relationships. He'll give us success through favor in those strategic relationships.
In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1 in the Classic Amplified, it says, Therefore, since we do hold and engage in this ministry by the mercy of God, granting us favor, benefits, opportunities, and especially salvation, we do not get discouraged, spiritless, and despondent with fear, or become faint with weariness and exhaustion.
To walk in supernatural favor, you must understand that it's not enough to start something. You must continue on until you finish doing it. And you must do exactly what God tells you to do, and ignore any and all obstacles, exercise enduring faith. Endurance is the key. There will no doubt be a lot of people in heaven who will weep when they discover how close they were to success when they gave up. Number 10, your family will be successful by their association with you. A few years back, or more than a few now, I guess, a dear friend of our ministry flew into Fort Worth for a series of meetings at Kenneth Copeland. On the Sunday morning, he wanted to attend our oldest son's church, Jim, his church in a neighboring city. He was a good friend, and that's where we were going at the time. During the service, my friend leaned over and told me he wanted to bless my son's church. So he sewed a check for $5,000 for something the church was hoping to purchase. My son and the church were blessed by their association with me and this generous donor. There have been other times where our children were blessed when people realized whose children they were.
Psalm 112, verse 2 in the New Living Translation says, Their children will be successful everywhere. An entire generation of godly people will be blessed.
Truthfully, we could spend our time together on this call talking about the next two passages of Scripture, but they'll make you shout.
The first one is Psalm 112, verses 1 through 3 in the Message Bible. And it says it this way, Hallelujah, blessed man, blessed woman, who fear God, who cherish and relish his commandments. Their children, robust on the earth, and the homes of the upright, how blessed. Their houses brim with wealth and the generosity that never runs dry.
Hallelujah.
And the second is Psalm 115, verses 12 through 14. Psalm 115, verses 12 through 14, and it says, "The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children."
Say it again, baby, that last sentence.
"The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children."
Glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
Success comes through association. Number 11, God will give you a great day and success. I'm reminded of an airplane flight I took some years ago. I was sitting in first class and the two men across the aisle were discussing how they were going to become filthy rich. One of the men noticed that I had more than a passing interest in their conversation. He directed his comments at me and inquired, "Do you want to be filthy rich too?" I said, "No, I don't want to be filthy at anything."
Then he quoted to them Proverbs 10, verse 22. And it says, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it."
I said, "For me to be filthy would be sorrowful." The man said, "You must be one of those name it and claim it Christians." I said, "Well, if it's in the Bible, I'll name it, and I'll claim the promise as mine." He said, "Don't get me wrong, I'm a Christian." Then he quoted Psalm 118:24. "This is the day which the Lord has made, we'll rejoice and be glad in it." I said, "You know, that's a great verse, but I like the next one. Psalm 118:25.
Even better.
Even better. "Save now, beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity." The man then smiled and said, "I believe I like your verse better."
The New Living Translation of Psalm 118:25 says, "Please, Lord, please save us. Please, Lord, give us success."
Notice the progression in these two verses. If the Lord has made this day, and he has, it should be a day free of worries, because he's not giving us a day with troubles. And even better still, he's wanting to deliver us from the cares of this world and send us prosperity. So I encourage you now to create a confession, a declaration against worry, doubt, lack and sickness. Make sure your confession, declaration, proclaims success, prosperity, healing, and household salvation.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah and amen. Number 12, your success is to be duplicated in others.
John 15, verse 15 in the New International Version says, "I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you."
I've always heard that to be a success, you must have a successor. The only way that happens is if you do a proper job of training.
In Proverbs 1, verse 3, in the New Living Translation, it says, "Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them to do what is right, just, and fair." In teaching, we need to realize that those we're training will make mistakes. We need to turn those misfortunes into learning opportunities so that your protege will never make that mistake again.
That's good, baby. Number 13. Consult with successful and godly people.
Proverbs 15, verse 22 in the New Living Translation. "Plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success." And Proverbs 24, verse 6 says in the Amplified Bible, "For by wise counsel you can wage your war, and in an abundance of counselors there is victory and safety."
When we follow his instructions, he'll even put us in the position of training the ungodly.
Well, in Psalm 105, verse 22, in the New Living Translation, we read where Joseph trained Pharaoh's wise men. It says he could instruct the king's aides as he pleased, and teach the king's advisors.
Number 14, your success is designed to bless others. God's plan for each of us is to experience, hallelujah. God's plan for us, I'm saying it again, is for us to experience success and prosperity so we can be a blessing to others. God does not prosper us for the purpose of raising our standard of living. He prospers us so that we can raise our standard of giving. I think we've been saying that for 15, 20 years.
That's right. In Genesis 12, verse 2, it says, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." You know, the call of God upon Abraham was a model for us, and that's what God has called us to do. Just as God promised to bless Abraham, he also blesses us. Why does God desire to bless his people? So that we might become a blessing to others.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 in the Amplified Bible Classic. It says, "And God is able to make all grace, every earthly favor and earthly blessing, come to you in abundance, so that you may always, and under all circumstances, and whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation." Hallelujah. Biblical stewardship is too often defined as giving money to the church. Unfortunately, statistics still indicate that 10% of Christians provide 100% of what the church receives. But see, that doesn't even scratch the surface of what we're called to do. Our role in receiving the supernatural provision of God is about keeping only a needed portion of God's blessings and returning a greater portion of the blessings so others can be blessed as well. Now, that may sound like God wants you to do without, but you have no idea how blessed you would be if you lived truthfully according to his biblical plan. Success without God lasts only for a season. Job 5:3, New Living Translation. "I've seen that fools may be successful for the moment, but then comes sudden disaster." Wow. Listen, last point. Don't seek success for the wrong reasons, or it won't last. Then I observed that most people are motivated to succeed because they envy their neighbors. But this, too, is meaningless, like chasing the wind. Hallelujah. We trust you were blessed by this teaching. The first part, if you get Rich Salt's email, the audio of the first one will be in the Rich Salt's email that comes out today. So check it out, listen to it again, and understand that God wants you to be successful, and he gives us the tools to do so. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldhearing.com. Up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Check out this week's two-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking, Rich Salt.